The steer was down now, his neck stretched out, his head twisted. He lay the way he had fallen. Suddenly, the bull left off and made for the other steer, which had been standing at the far end, his head swinging, watching it all. The steer ran awkwardly, and the bull caught him, hooked him lightly in the flank, and then turned away and looked up at the crowd on the walls, his crest of muscle rising. The steer came up to him and made as though to nose at him, and the bull hooked perfunctorily. The next time he nosed at the steer, and then the two of them trotted over to the other bull. When the next bull came out, all three, the two bulls and the steer, stood together, their heads side by side, their horns against the newcomer. In a few minutes, the steer picked the new bull up, quieted him down, and made him one of the herd. When the last two bulls had been unloaded, the herd were all together. The steer, who had been gored, had gotten to his feet and stood against the stone wall. None of the bulls came near him, and he did not attempt to join the herd. We climbed down from the wall with the crowd and had a last look at the bulls through the loopholes in the wall of the corral. They were all quiet now, their heads down. We got a carriage outside and rode up to the cafe. Mike and Bill came in half an hour later. They had stopped on the way for several drinks. We were sitting in the cafe. "That's an extraordinary business," Brett said. "Will those last ones fight as well as the first?" Robert Cohn asked. "They seem to quiet down awfully fast." "They all know each other," I said. "They're only dangerous when they're alone, or only two or three of them together."
"What do you mean, dangerous?" Bill said. "They all look dangerous to me."
"They only want to kill when they're alone. Of course, if you went in there, you'd probably detach one of them from the herd, and he'd be dangerous."
"That's too complicated," Bill said. "Don't you ever detach me from the herd, Mike."
"I say," Mike said, "they were fine bulls, weren't they? Did you see their horns?"
"Did I not?" said Brett. "I had no idea what they were like."
"Did you see the one hit that steer?" Mike asked. "That was extraordinary."
"It's no life being a steer," Robert Cohn said.
"Don't you think so?" Mike said. "You would have thought you'd love being a steer, Robert."
"What do you mean, Mike?"
"They lead such a quiet life. They never say anything, and they're always hanging about, so."
We were embarrassed. Bill laughed. Robert Cohn was angry. Mike went on talking.
"I should think you'd love it. You'd never have to say a word. Come on, Robert, do say something. Don't just sit there."
"I said something, Mike, don't you remember, about the steers?"
"Oh, say something more. Say something funny. Can't you see we're all having a good time here?"
"Come off it, Michael. You're drunk," Brett said.
"I'm not drunk. Quite serious. Is Robert Cohn going to follow Brett around like a steer all the time?"
"Shut up, Michael. Try and show a little breeding."
"Breeding be damned. Who has any breeding anyway except the bulls? Aren't the bulls lovely? Don't you like them, Bill? Why don't you say something, Robert? Don't sit there looking like a bloody funeral. What if Brett did sleep with you? She slept with lots of better people than you."
"Shut up," Cohn said. He stood up. "Shut up, Mike."
"Oh, don't stand up and act as though you were going to hit me. That won't make any difference to me. Tell me, Robert, why do you follow Brett around like a poor bloody steer? Don't you know you're not wanted? I know when I'm not wanted. Why don't you know when you're not wanted? You came down to San Sebastian where you weren't wanted and followed Brett around like a bloody steer. You think that's right?"
"Shut up, you're drunk."
"Perhaps I'm drunk. Why aren't you drunk? Why don't you ever get drunk, Robert? You know you didn't have a good time at San Sebastian because none of your friends would invite you on any of the parties. You can't blame them hardly, can you? I asked them to. They wouldn't do it. You can't blame them now, can you? Now answer me. Can you blame them?